If I said, "Are you Miss," you'd say, "Yes, I
am."
If I asked you, "Are you tired?" There'd be two ways you could answer that. Either you could say, "Yes, I am," or you could say, "No, I'm
not."
Okay. You might say, "I don't do that, but she
does."
Okay. And I always behave myself, but she
don't. Hello.
Now, let's see. Would you put a word into these sentences for me, please? I thought you, what, coming with us? I thought you
were coming with us.
And we, what, going to town when it started to rain? We
started to town.
Or we, what, going to town when it started to rain? We
were going to town.
Fine. If I asked you if you do many things, you might answer, "Yes, there are, what, a lot of things I do." You say there is a lot of things I do, or there are a lot of things I do?
There are a lot of things I do.
If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, "What color, what, the roses? What color
are the roses?"
And the answer might be, the roses, what, red? The roses
are red.
If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, well, the two ways you could answer it. Either you could say, "Yes, I have," or you could say, "No, I
haven't."
If I asked you, "Was it a nice day?" you could either say, "Yes, it was," or "No, it
was not."
Okay. And what's a shorter way you could say "was not"? If you just ran "was not" together, what would you get? You could say, "No, it
wasn't."
Okay. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you can say, "He mustn't do it," or "He what do it." It's another way you could say that.
"He mustn't do it," or "can't do it."
Okay. And what's still another way besides that? That means that it's not right for him to do it.
He shouldn't do it.
Okay. If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you could answer, "Well, yes, what do it?"
"I might could do it."
Okay. Now, what's another way to say, "Came close to doing something"? You could say, "I came close to falling down," or "I
like to have someone fell down."
Now, this next part is the part I was telling you about, which would be just one word for each question that I'll try to get you to say. A penny is one. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is
10 cents.
Okay. If somebody moved in across the street in 1960, you'd say, "He's lived there ever, what, 1960? He's lived there ever."
Every year since 1960.
Yeah, that's one way, but there's another way. Let's see, you could say, "He moved in 1960, and he's lived there ever
since."
On December the 25th, you can say "Happy Christmas" or
"Merry Christmas."
A weenie in a roll with ketchup and mustard on it is called a
hot dog.
Jesus' parents, Joseph and
Mary.
Our first president was George
Washington.
If a man and a woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get
license.
Yeah, and then
get married. Yeah.
After a man caught cold, his voice got like this. He got very. What did he say? He got very
hoarse.
If you want to send a message to someone, you get a pen and a piece of paper and
write.
On Sunday afternoon, a person might get in the car and go for a
ride.
A cowboy rides on a
horse.